This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1194. That's juicy. How to comment on gossip and more in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Let's add color and texture to your English by adding a new word, juicy. How can you use it to be more creative as an English speaker? Find out today.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Excellent, Michelle. How's everything going on your end?
Everything's going well. Oh, my summer is good. Oh, my gosh. It is, not to be the girl that always talks about the weather, but it makes such
you
a
are.
I'm the weather girl. I'm the All Ears English weather girl.
Like, yeah, the
it's so
girl.
Funny because we always talk about how, like, you know, that's small talk, but it's not the only small talk, of course, but that's really what I talk about.
Well, weather's important. It makes a big difference in how you feel about life. And yeah, that's important.
So, yeah.
But New York in the summer, I mean, right now, when this comes out, we'll be in mid-summer, the height of the summer, and the days get hot in New York.
Yeah. I remember last year, because I was pregnant last summer, I remember shooting like an app video.
Yeah.
And it was, I think I was near Penn Station, and I remember, I think I did one about it being so hot, and I remember I was sweating that day, and it's just funny to think back on that. Yeah.
I remember that video, and this was around the time last year that we had our urban adventure students in New York around this time, so good memories of that adventure, that live event.
Yeah, that's right. That is around this time. Jeez, time goes by so quickly.
I know, it's so crazy. What are we getting into today, Michelle?
Well, I want to know if you've heard any juicy gossip lately, Lindsay.
Oh, my gosh. Juicy gossip. Jeez. To be honest, not really. Oh, you know what? I was at my brother's place on the lake over the weekend, and we were water skiing and tubing with my niece. And he had some friends over, and they started talking about all the juicy gossip around the community around the lake. He lives up in New Hampshire. And I was thinking to myself, I never want to live in a community like this because there's too much gossip, like people cheating on each other's spouses and just like really, I don't know, stuff. I don't like that stuff, to be honest. Like, I don't like to be involved in that drama. So I tend to ignore gossip and go the other way. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, so like where your brother lives, it's more of like a small community then?
Yeah.
So everybody knows everything about each other?
Kind of. It's like all the couples that are like in their 30s, 40s, they, you know, living on that lake, they're kind of isolated in New Hampshire. It's just, you know, there's no big city like Boston. Boston's like an hour south. So it's not like they're going out in Boston regularly. So they all kind of socialize together, and it ends up getting a little gossipy, a little backstabbing happening. Yeah. So that's my exposure to I got so bored. They came over and started talking all about it. And we were there. I was like, I need to go to bed. I'm tired of this. I don't want to listen
to this.
Good
for you.
Yeah.
No, good for you. It's like, you know, why get bogged down in other people's things that they're dealing with? And I think, because I don't live in a small town either. I think that, you know, it's like nice because you don't really have to worry about that kind of thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
As much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
So that word juicy, that's a fun word, isn't it?
That's a fun word. Usually, so that has a little bit more of a positive connotation to it, right? If I had some juicy gossip, like something fun to listen to, maybe something in the news about like a celebrity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we have a listener who has a question about this word, juicy. And it makes me want to, do you remember there was that gum called Juicy Fruit?
Yeah, juicy. Yeah, of course. Is that not around anymore? Oh, man.
I think it, I think it is still around. I'm actually not sure. Maybe I'll go next time I go to the store. I'll see if I get any juicy fruit. But yeah, it makes me want some of that. So anyway, but we have a question about this word juicy from our friend, our listener and friend, Maisie or Mazi. I'm not sure how to say it. But yeah, Lindsay, could you read this question for us?
Sure. So Mazi says, recently I heard this word that is juicy. It was in the middle of a conversation. Is it possible to explain what it means? I heard it in Lucifer, the movie series. Okay.
I don't know that. Yeah. So, you know, this is a really good question. Of course, I don't know exactly how it was used. But this word juicy is a juicy word. What can I say?
Yeah, juicy is a juicy word.
Do you use this word, Lindsay?
Yeah, I would say I would. Yeah, if it's something interesting. It's something that like spikes your interest, right? Yeah. Ooh, that's juicy. Tell me more. Juicy.
Yeah, I think it's kind of used in like a playful way. Like, and it's definitely conversational. I would not use it with your boss. most likely, depends. This is a really fun and natural word. And what I love about this word is that it kind of like, I think the word sounds like what it is, like juicy, right? It's like, that's why I say juicy is a juicy word. Just the word juicy sounds juicy.
Yeah, for
sure. Does that make
sense? Yeah, it makes me think of this chunk, like, give me all the juicy details.
Right? Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, I think when you think of juicy, you think of, like, just to start off, you know, the juice of a fruit, like, literally juicy, right? So, like, if you're eating, you know, an orange or something and all the juices are running down. So, in that literal sense, you can think of eating, like, a delicious orange or peach. Now I'm hungry. Two very juicy fruits, right? And the juice is kind of running out and making a mess. So that's like the literal definition of something actually being physically juicy, right? Like, so if I say, oh, I ate a juicy plum today, it was so delicious because plums are in season, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, that's a really good example. Or peaches. Yeah, exactly. So a juicy fruit, it's running down your face and you love it. You're eating it up. You're enjoying it fully. And that translates into the metaphorical definition, right?
Right. Yeah. And I think this is used pretty frequently, Lindsay. So we were talking about this a little bit. But let's remind our listeners, Lindsay, what does it mean to be juicy in this kind of way?
The easiest way to learn new vocabulary that you can actually remember in a fast conversation is to see the vocab every day. And you can do that with your own personalized vocab list, which is inside the All Ears English app, guys. It is so cool. You have to check it out. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device to download the app, and we'll see you over there.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, well, I would say exciting, right? Interesting information, exciting information, often used when we talk about gossip, but not always. Yeah, something that intrigues you, interests you, you want to hear it, you want to listen, you get excited. Okay. Yeah.
Right. So let's do an example, Lindsay.
Okay. All right. Hey, I heard Rachel and Tom broke up.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that a juicy piece of gossip? Okay. or another one. Lindsay, I have to tell you the craziest story. My best friend saw the stars of your favorite TV show kissing.
Oh my gosh, that is so juicy. So it's often about romance. Like often you'd use this in reference to like dating gossip or romance gossip.
That's true. Yeah. And guys, it doesn't always have to be about gossip though. So I was looking in the dictionary and the dictionary mentioned that it's basically big, important, of high quality, right? So let's do a little example of that one. Lindsay, could you read it for us?
Yeah. So what does the winner of the game get?
Well, Lindsay, the winner gets a nice, juicy reward, $10,000.
I like it. It's fun. It's fun to use this word because this is an example of just playing around with the language, using language that's a little bit building a picture, creating a picture in people's minds. So it's a way to be creative with English, guys.
Right. Exactly. Or if you are going to use it at work, this might be a way where you would use it. So Lindsay, what do you think of my PowerPoint?
I think it's really good. I think the juiciest part is in the first few slides, though. So maybe you could add some more meat to the rest of it. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. We're using juicy and meat.
Yeah, that's good. So similar, like meat, meaning what? What do you mean when you say meat there?
Like some more, like make it more dense or make it more important in this part. Add more to it.
Yeah, meat or meaty, right? That's a very meaty goal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So meat is kind of a similar word to juicy. That sounds disgusting. But you just can describe meat as being juicy.
Interesting. So funny the way we use the English language in different ways. That's so cool. Well, this is great, guys. So, I mean, what's the message for our listeners today, Michelle? I mean, what do we want them to come away with in terms of this word and words like it?
Well, yeah, I mean, this word juicy is very native sounding, and also it's a lot of fun. And I think it's actually a good word to connect to people. You know, you have to think of the actual juice running out of a fruit. What is wrong with me today, guys? Actual juice running out of a fruit. So even though the other definitions, they don't share necessarily this literal juicy, sticky feeling of the juice coming out of a fruit, you can kind of use it to help you understand the other definitions, right? So that something is delicious or interesting or in some, unique way that makes you want more, like something like a fruit that's actually juicy. It's like you want more of it, right? But you might need some napkins because it might get kind of sticky, which is the true also with gossip, right? It's like, you know, it's good, delicious, but then it gets sticky and all over your hands and you don't want that.
We're going far with this metaphor. I like it.
Yeah. I'm running with it, Lindsay.
You're running with it. Run with it, Michelle. Why not? I mean, so another thing is, so gossip is one huge area where this is used. And we mentioned that's not the only place you could use it. If you talk about setting goals at your work, maybe you're sitting down for a meeting, a quarterly meeting, and you volunteer a big goal, a big exciting idea, something that you think your company should work toward, your colleague might say, "Ooh, that sounds juicy. Let's talk about that. That's a juicy goal. That's a juicy objective." So there are lots of ways that this could be used beyond just gossip, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah, guys. So this word, it's not just gossip. I think, you know, the initial feeling from the two of us, I think, is to think about gossip, right? Or something like really, ooh, romance or something like, you know, you really, oh, I have to hear more about that on that. It's scandalous on that TV show or something. Mm-hmm. But it could also be used I said that you can't really use it at work, but I don't think that that's true. I think you have to really use it in the right way. I wouldn't use it to be like, oh, I heard the boss is, you know, leaving soon. I wouldn't say like, oh, that's juicy. I might want to, but it may not be that appropriate there. So, but if I'm talking about a part of a presentation, that might be more appropriate.
Yeah. So I think, Michelle, we got the gist of it here today. Our listeners know that juicy, you know, you need to envision what it actually is, right? It always helps, guys, when you're learning a language to envision if there's some kind of a metaphor involved with a word or, it's a really good way to learn a language too, is just to imagine the representation of that in the physical world. So
I think so, too. I think that that's really helpful. And then you can see how does it connect to these, you know, more metaphorical definitions. So, yeah, Lindsay, this has been fun. And this has been a juicy episode.
Very juicy. Mm-hmm. And I have a juicy fact to remind our listeners. Guys, make sure that you listen. If you're in Japan or the U.S., you can listen through our Alexa skill. So if you have an Amazon Echo, you can activate the skill in your app. And then you can say, Alexa, open all ears English, or you can say it in Japanese, and you will be able to listen with the whole family in the kitchen, for example, and just take in all their English hands-free. Very cool. All right.
Awesome.
All right, Michelle, have a good one.
All right. Bye, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.